had, exactly, something gentle seemed to move in her bosom. There were a number of people out this afternoon, far more than last Sunday. And the band sounded louder and gayer. That was because the season had begun. For although the band played all the year round on Sundays, out of season it was never the same. It was like someone playing with only the family to listen. It didn't care how it played if there weren't any strangers present. Wasn't the conductor wearing a new coat, too? She was sure it was new. He scraped with his foot and flapped his arms like a rooster about to crow, and the bandsmen sitting in the green rotunda blew out their cheeks and glared at the music. Now there came a little fluty bit, very pretty. A little chain of bright drops. She was sure it would be repeated. It was. She lifted her head and smiled. Only two people shared her special seat. A fine old man in a velvet coat, his hands clasped over a huge carved walking stick, and a big old woman, sitting upright, with a roll of knitting on her embroidered apron. They did not speak. This was disappointing, for Miss Brill always looked forward to the conversation. She had become really quite expert, she thought, at listening as though she didn't listen, at sitting in other people's lives just for a minute while they talked round her. She glanced sideways at the old couple. Perhaps they would go soon. Last Sunday, too,